I started to develop almost like perfectionist streak where in my A-levels I knew that I needed straight A's, and that perfectionism was encroaching on other parts of my life, so be that my looks. If I was a little bit overweight, I thought it was an absolute disaster. Even at that time, I was starting to kind of feel, if I'm going to be like this, I don't know if I want to stay on this earth.
These were just the slightest imperfections in say, your face or your jawline?
Yeah, they were, absolutely.
When you were going for sort of body modification, were you keeping it, withholding it from your family and friends that you were going?
Oh, God, yeah. No one found out. I kept it from everyone. I think the first time I've talked about it is now.
How much did you spend on this?
I had taken a £20,000 loan out from HSBC. I had maximised my overdraft to £5,000. I had some extra money that my parents gave me, and I used that for multiple surgeries.
Can you tell me how, in your mind, you came to the conclusion that it was best to take your own life? Just because it's very hard from the outside to understand that process.
It was that perfectionist trait that I had in myself, that if I ever wanted something, if I worked hard enough for it, I could always achieve it. But in this case, no amount of going to Harley Street and seeing other dermatologists and asking them if they could help seemed to help the situation. So I basically sat outside the underground station and I walked down the escalator stairs. I walked to the platform, and so I've been told by the traffic police afterwards, I ran down the platform to run against the train.
We're sitting in your flat now, and I'm on the sofa, you're in a wheelchair. These attempts have cost you two limbs. They've cost you your right arm, pretty high up, and also your right leg. You've got a carer with you who's helping you out today, making you a cup of tea, for example. What's your life like now?
It's grim. It's very grim. I just didn't realise how lucky I was. I can't express how much it hurts me without becoming angry. And I brought this on myself. I did it to myself.
You want prosthetics for your right arm and your right leg. You've been to the NHS, presumably. What have they said?
I went to them, and they first of all fashioned a straight arm and a prosthetic leg. The arm was rigid straight, so all I could do was lift it up and down. So I opted not to have that. When it came to the leg, my stump was too short for the prostheses that they had.
How much would it cost to get it done privately? Could it be done privately?
It's over 88,000. I think it's £88,500. That's just the arm. The leg is quite a bit cheaper. It's not so advanced.
What would it mean to you to get those prosthetics?
There was a feeling inside me that actually I've got to make a decision here. I've got to either leave and go, or I've got to try 100% to try and get this prosthesis and try and live and pay back people.
We give you a chance to be a doctor again.
Absolutely.